The well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
All right, everybody, hello, and thank you for joining me again on Confessions of an Ex-Banker. My name is John Callis. I am a certified financial planner here in Montreal, Quebec, and owner of the independent financial planning firm Merit Financial Planning. So it is Monday, March 13th, and all over the news, we've heard about the scandal going on at TD Canada Trust about how employees are forced to sell products to their clients that their clients might not be suitable, or that the product might not be suitable for the clients. And as a matter of fact, employees sold products to clients without the clients being aware. Now, this may sound incredible and unbelievable. As a matter of fact, stuff like this has been going on for years in the banking industry. We heard about this going on at Wells Fargo in the States several months ago, where the CEO lost his job because of the scandal and the practice. And it has been going on here for a long time as well. Unfortunately, I've been in the industry for close to 25 years now, and I've worked for two major banks for close to 20 years. And over the years, I saw this type of behavior evolve. So when the banks got into their selling mode back in the early 90s, practices like this were not uncommon. As shareholders always want more profits, and the board of directors of companies are always demanding higher profits, well, management is forced to push on the load to the frontline employees, and they have to practice in these types of activities if they want to keep their jobs. So they're not in a very comfortable position. I'm not blaming employees. On the other hand, there are also, I've mentioned this before, products that employees sell that are much better compensated than other products. So there's always a potential for conflict of interest. And what I want to do in this show is to basically talk about how you can protect yourself when it comes to hidden fees and hidden charges, and how to make sure that you're not going to be a victim of the practices that banks do these days. Now, having said all this, here's an interesting story. Recently, I was contacted by my bank to let me know that I am approved for a $20,000 line of credit. I already have quite a bit of credit products with the bank, but that's one product I did not have. So I was pre-approved. How lucky of me. And please drop by the branch to sign documents, and your account will be activated. So I went. And I always like walking into the bank and see what kind of sales tactics they have, or what are the latest tricks that they're using. And so, you know, everything seemed quite simple. I was told I'm approved, and they passed over the document to me. I signed it, and I went off. And recently, I used the product just to make an RRSP contribution. Basically, I paid the line of credit back in 3 or 4 days, and the monthly statement after that transaction came to me, and it had an entry of $17 and some cents, and that was the cost of insurance on my line of credit in case I lose my job and I can't pay the balance of my line of credit. Now, I was never asked about this. I couldn't believe it, for that matter, that they would charge me for something that I did not ask. Me being in the industry, I sort of had a heads up, but I was still taken in. I didn't do my due diligence at the beginning to make sure that, you know, I wasn't going to be charged anything else other than, or I wasn't going to get anything else other than the line of credit. So yes, even I have been taken in, and what you can do if this has happened to you, or if you've noticed any kind of charges that you don't think are you deserve to pay. You can easily go into the bank. You can raise a stink, because I did, and this actually happened before the TD scandal arose, and so you'll easily get your money back if you told them, or if you tell them that you did not sign for anything like this. Or especially these days, now the banks are very, very careful to keep everybody happy. They'll gladly refund the money to you. So that's one thing you need to do if you've noticed any kind of charges that were not called for. Recently, my parents got a statement from their credit card regarding a payment to a phone company that comes to them automatically on a monthly basis, and they were double charged. So it really pays to look at your statements. I know many people don't have a lot of time. Many people these days are receiving their statements online and are not going through them carefully. You need to do this, because this goes on far more than anyone thinks. It does, and we have to do our due diligence to make sure that we're not being ripped off. Now, when it comes to your investments, there are no fees shown to you anywhere. Recently, as of the latest statement that you may have received for your mutual funds, if you have mutual funds out there, the industry was supposed to show people the exact amount of fees that they've paid for their mutual funds. And this is a new legislation which came out and which was hammered out over the past several years. And finally, statements as of January 31st had to show what the fees were for each client. Now, I received a little statement that I get from a bank, an RSP contribution that I had made maybe 20 some odd years ago, never showed me my fees. And when I did get my statement just a few weeks ago, I noticed the entry on page 7 or so, fees, and here was the entries: fees paid by you directly, $0. So right there I'm saying, huh? $0. And then the second line underneath that said fees that are paid indirectly by the fund, and it was whatever, 20 some odd dollars. Now, this is, again, it's, they're not being transparent. This is fees that you are paying, period. These are fees that come within the mutual fund, which reduces the value of the mutual fund, which reduces the value of your investment. So there they go again, trying to hide behind fancy words and trying to tell you that indirectly the fund is paying fees for you. Well, no, you're paying fees. You're paying anywhere between 2 and 2.5% in fees when it comes to investing in mutual funds, and you're not being told. I can tell you stories that will make the hair on the back of your neck stand of some practices when it comes to selling mutual funds in branches. If you go over the shows, the previous podcast, you'll hear lots of information and lots of advice, lots of stories about how people, investors, are taken in when it comes to mutual funds. Now, even if you have an honest advisor who's disclosing what the fees are all about, the fees are enormously high. It's jailhouse robbery to be investing in mutual funds in Canada. I always come back to this, but obviously I feel it's an important topic, because when we have several hundred thousand dollars in mutual funds, there are several thousand dollars in fees that we're paying, and many of us are not aware of them. So this is why I'm always harping back to protect yourself and know the type of product that you're purchasing. Ask questions. Some questions that you should be asking a financial planner is, what are the fees that I'm paying for this particular product that you're selling me? Are you being paid a commission to sell these funds? How is your compensation affected by selling mutual funds to me? These are the types of questions you should be asking your financial planner. How are the fees affecting my rates of return? If your financial planner did a financial plan for you, for example, and mentioned to you that you need to earn 7% as an example, well, is that before fees or is that after fees? You'd be amazed at the difference that 1 or 1.5% in fees makes on a portfolio over many, many years. So these are questions that most of the times do not go answered actively, let's say, or proactively from advisors. So these are questions that you have to use yourself to protect yourself. So getting back now to the actual employees of TD, I'll tell you something. Most customer service representatives, or tellers as they were known in the past, basically they are the front line, the ones that'll cash your checks or pay, you know, that'll help you pay your bills and what have you. These were employees that started at the bank, you know, some of them maybe 20 or 30 years ago, and their role was basically to help their clients make transactions, to withdraw money from their bank accounts, so on and so forth. And all of a sudden in the past several years, it's been quite a few years right now, they were almost overnight told that from now on you have to be selling products and you have objectives to products that you have to sell. And just imagine yourself, not everybody is a salesperson. Imagine yourself being in a role where you're not selling any kind of product, and that was the role of your job. And then all of a sudden you're being told overnight to start selling, you know, 30 MasterCards a week or upgrading banking plans from zero fees to, you know, $20 a month fee type plans. Just imagine yourself the pressure that some of these people were put into. And I can tell you for a fact that any line of bank employee in the branches, a huge amount of them go out on burnout. They're depressed. They can't work because of all the pressure that's being put on them to sell. So hopefully what has happened with TD Canada Trust, and, you know, I'm sure over the next few days and weeks it's going to get even more exposure. Hopefully practices will change and banks will be a little bit more, or I should say less demanding of their employees, especially when they're asking for ridiculously outlandish objectives from their employees. So we'll see how things develop. And but most of all, you can protect yourself by going through some of these podcasts, and you'll get more questions. I mentioned some questions that you can ask your banker or your financial advisor at a bank. But I'll also say this, and this is what I always say, the best source of advice that you can get is from someone who is not paid based on the products that they sell to you. That's where independent financial planners come in play. And you can always contact, I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again, you can always contact the IQPF in Quebec, the Institut Québécois de Planification Financière, and they can help you find an independent financial planner here in the province of Quebec. Across Canada, you can go to the different regulatory bodies in each province, because everything is regulated by the provinces. It's not that our industry is not federally regulated. So, and you can ask for advice on how to get yourself an independent financial planner. So that's it for today. Thank you for joining me. I hope it was an informative podcast. And as I always say, money is a good thing, but it doesn't come with instructions. So get yourself some help, some independent financial advice, and protect yourself. Thanks. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Callis, brought to you by Merit Financial Planning, where our certified financial planners are helping Canadians keep more of their money every day. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370, or visit us at meritfinancialplanning.ca and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.